Good evening. When the schedule is, the announcements are sent out tomorrow, you'll notice that on the first day of Yontif, which is Friday, there will be two minyanim for Mincha and Ma'ariv. There'll be the regular Zman, Mincha Ma'ariv, which I believe is 8 o'clock or 8:05. And there's going to be an early minyan at 6:40. And we had this on Pesach as well, and there was some confusion and people asking why is that allowed. So I thought we'd take a minute to explain A, why it's allowed, and maybe why it's even recommended, and also why we're doing it at 6:40. Normally you can't on a two-day Yontif. If Yontif was Tuesday and Wednesday, so Tuesday night leading into the second Yontif, you could not have an early minyan. And the reason for that is because the second day of Yontif has less Kedusha than the first day. It's only Yontif Sheni is Derabanan. So you can't cut short your Yontif Daraisa and bring in early your Yontif Derabanan. But here, when the second day is Shabbos, Shabbos has a higher level of Kedusha than Yontif, so you're allowed to make early Shabbos, even though you're cutting Yontif short. You're cutting Yontif short, but you're gaining more more Shabbos. That's why it's allowed. Why would it be recommended? So there's a Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Erev Tavshilin. We're going to make an Erev Tavshilin tomorrow, which allows us to cook on Yontif for Shabbos. The halacha of Erev Tavshilin is if one makes an Erev Tavshilin, so they could cook, but they can't cook so close to Shabbos. There has to be enough time that would a guest come, they'd have ample time to eat. The exact amount of time is unclear. Maybe an hour, maybe an hour and a half. You have to stop cooking with enough time so if a guest could come, they could eat. So the Mishnah Brura writes in Siman Tov Kuf Chav Zayin, the beginning of Dinei Erev Tavshilin, he says, V'kasvu mitam zeh, and he's quoting from Elia Rabba and Lavush, Nagu lahaktim tfilas arvis, b'leil Shabbos, kishachal samach liyom tov. There was a minhag to make Shabbos early when it follows Yom Tov, kidesh lo yisacher meleches bishulo b'yom tov at samach l'chashecha. What could happen if a person makes regular Shabbos, so they might end up cooking up at 7:45, 7:50, like sometimes Erev Shabbos is crazy, especially on a Yom Tov. At the end of the week, a Yom Tov, a person could cook, and they could run into problems, maybe even violating an Isser Daraisa of cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos. The Erev Tavshilin wouldn't work. So the Mishnah Brura says, there's a minhag some have to make early. You don't have to. You don't have to. But there's a minhag some people have. By making early Shabbos, you're protecting your Isser Daraisa. You're preserving the how effective your Erev Tavshilin could be. The Be'er Halacha, earlier in Siman Reish and Vav, not only does he say minhag, he says, he quotes the Prima Gadim, he says it's actually roi, it's good, it's proper. Why? The mechanisms of the Erev Tavshilin, we can't get into that now, won't work if you're so close to Shabbos. So that's why not only is it allowed, but it could be recommended. Now you don't have to. If a person is careful not to stop cooking at, I don't know, 6:30, 7 o'clock this coming Friday, then they're okay. They don't need to make early Shabbos, but that's why there is the early minyan. Why 6:40? That seems pretty random, because Plag HaMincha is 6:46. Now, why the shul allows all year Mincha after Plag HaMincha and Meyer before, that precedes me by many years. I'm sure there was battles about that at some point in time, which we're not going to rehash. Certainly not right now. But normally we're not makpid to straddle Plag HaMincha to make sure Mincha is before Plag and Kabbalah Shabbos is after. But here, since it's right there, what time would we have started? 6:45? So if you could go 6 minutes early, 6:40, if you have a long Shmon Esrei, you might have a hard time. But 6 minutes, we should be done with Shmon Esrei. And then this Shabbos, Shabbos of Shavuos, we could daven mincha early for those who want to fulfill this minhag of the Mishnah Brura, the Prima Gadim, the Magen Avraham, and we don't run into problems of Tarti V'Sasri. I plan on being at that minyan. If you're there, I'll be able to wish you a good Shabbos and a good Yontif. If not, we'll see you over at Yontif. From Chanan Yivin Akasha, Amar, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakos.